This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Syria is not the only refugee crisis in the world, but it is a terrible one, with many people driven by the civil war to Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan. Donors have pledged a lot of money to help, but collecting on those pledges is a challenge for UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
UNHCR says it's only received about $1 billion of the nearly $5 billion it needs to provide basic assistance to Syrian refugees.
Our income keeps growing. The problem is the needs are just mushrooming.
Melissa Fleming is chief spokesperson for UNHCR. She says only 23% of this year's funding goal has been delivered so far, and winter is coming. About 4 million Syrians are now refugees. 1 million of those people live in tiny Lebanon, which per capita has the highest number of Syrian refugees, today a quarter of its population.
It's always the case that funding received does not match the needs on the ground.
Donna Sleiman is with UNHCR in Beirut. She says they proceed with their plans, whether the funding is there or not, because they have no choice.
If and when funding promises do not come through, the repercussions are severe.
So severe that more and more Syrian refugees are again risking their lives on sea voyages to Europe. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.